This morning we welcome River City Ukulele Society, which sounds like a secret society. We have Ron Gentry and Sandy Stoddard. Sandy, let's talk about the Ukulele Society. What is that really about?
Oh, good morning, Shelley. Actually, that's just the name of a 501c3 umbrella organization that we had to form in order to have a festival, which we'll probably talk about later. So a nonprofit organization, because when Ron and I met years ago playing some old time music, and he approached me about starting a ukulele festival, we needed a way to do it. And so you have to have some kind of an organization. So that's strictly the name of the organization. And we use it to promote and celebrate the ukulele and songwriting and singing in the community.
You guys don't just do this for the Uke Festival. You have events that happen throughout the year with people playing ukuleles.
Yeah, twice a month.
All right. So, by the way, this 501 Play It in the Key of C group that you have here, you meet a couple of times a month. I want to ask Ron, when you started this, you had been somewhere else and heard people playing the uke. You're a musician. You, as Sandy said, playing old time, what some people call porch music or mountain music, and the uke seemed like the next step to take.
Yes, I had gone to a ukulele festival in Northern Virginia at the Strathmore, and I guess this was in the spring of 2011, and I said, wait a minute, that's a long ways to drive. Why, we've got a lot of people here in Richmond. Why don't we try to create something similar in Richmond? So that was what really started the whole effort to have a ukulele festival here.
And it's done quite well. Thank you very much. Let's talk about the actual Uke Fest and what will happen there and how people can get involved or pick and grin along with you or how it all works.
Sure. It's really kind of exciting. It's a actually a two-day event. Friday night we get together just as more or less jamming and have a meet and greet. But Saturday is the real festival, and that's at the Cultural Arts Center at Glen Allen.
That's November 4th.
November 4th. Okay. And we'll start around 9 in the morning, and it'll be three different concerts. We'll have six or nine workshops going on that'll cover every phase from just if you're trying to learn ukulele, you come in and you can take a beginner's workshop, actually about three beginner's workshops. And then we've got, if you're an intermediate player, we've got things for that, like, you know, finger picking or certain kinds of strumming or different types of music and licks. And then we've got advanced that just takes it to the next level. But we have a community stage, I should say, where we bring in other ukulele groups that are throughout Virginia that come in and then play and have a chance to show what they've been doing on the community stage, and that's all free.
Shelley has seen Samson Trin start his uke with kids and stuff like that. It's a massive class, he turns out, and kids show up.
Exactly. He played on, our first ukulele festival. He brought his kids in and played on the community stage.
It obviously is a fun instrument, and is that part of the appeal? Is it so much fun to play?
Well, I started off playing guitar, then I went to upright bass, and then I started playing banjo uke in a old-time string band, and it got me hooked on the ukulele. And then when I found out about the jam group, I got a different kind of uke. It wasn't a banjo uke, and it opened up a whole different world. I very rarely now play my upright bass or guitar. I'm usually playing just ukulele.
So the festival is really about celebrating the ukulele, but also the education side of it. So I'm just kind of curious, like, playing a guitar, I tried to take guitar lessons, and it was dismal. It was horrible. So, I mean, is the uke something, if they're teaching kids to do it, I guess grown-ups could probably get involved.
Can I add something to that Ron mentioned? He's a musician, and so he comes from a history of music and playing. I didn't, and so I used to play with him in, as we mentioned, old-time music, and I played a mountain dulcimer, which has three strings. And when he said he wanted to have a ukulele festival, I said, I don't know how to do anything else. He said, it's one more string. Come on, I'll show you how to play it. It is such a forgiving instrument. So it's very easy to pick up a ukulele, which is affordable. It's portable and easy to play. And so we have, we don't have many children at our Uke Fest because I think it competes with soccer and an awful lot of fall things.
Yeah, sure.
But we did have some children's programs through the Cultural Arts Center, and then I had a little ukulele club at Fox Elementary School for years. Those children were wonderful. So you put your guitar down and come over, and we'll show you how to play a ukulele, and you'll be able to play it well in no time at all.
So if somebody comes to the Uke Fest and they want to do that beginner's class you were talking about, what is the fee associated with that?
Well, if they're just going to come and get a ukulele and watch on the community stage, then it's free. But if they want to take the class, then the workshops, you can buy an all-encompassing ticket. I believe by the time your magazine comes out, an early bird special will be off, but around $114, and that'll give you every workshop, every concert.
Wow.
If they wanted a specific class, I think it's about $25 if they're available. The problem is that we sell out, and if you don't buy a complete ticket, then your class may not be there. But
you sell out. You seem so sad about that.
We do sell. Well, it's kind of a good problem. We're looking to expand, but that's a good problem to have.
All right, so I have one more question. Do you have to be able to read music to play the uke?
No, not at all. What we use is chord pictures, if you would. And that picture shows you the four strings, lines representing that. And we've got dots for what fingers go where. So so it's really almost a paint by numbers. So when we're playing, we have a sheet of music most of the time, unlike a lot of other jams where you just play from memory. Here we have the words and those chord pictures over every time you switch chords.
So Bill's really great at playing the steel drums. How does a steel drum and a ukulele go together? I'm thinking we could do a band.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, that's
like
right
Hawaiian
up
Hawaiian music.
Oh, absolutely. We've got one of our members that come in from Hampton, Virginia, actually is taking steel drum. He's just waiting for his steel drum to come. But we welcome all instruments. We've got a clarinet that plays. We've got a tuba player. We've got washboards. We've got kazoos, banjos, guitars.
Yeah, you don't
anything.
Want, you don't
sometimes
want my
fiddles,
steel drum there. I
accordions.
Can tell you that right now. but it's a lot easier to carry around than a bass.
Absolutely.
All right, we are inviting everyone to Uke Fest, Virginia, 2017, Saturday, November 4th, 9 a.m. till 6:30 p.m., and then the fingers will go into therapy after that. Everybody will be tired. Cultural Arts Center of Glen Allen on Mountain Road. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Sounds like
thanks,
a lot
Shelley.
Of fun.